This week, our partners at Retro Report take a look back at the miraculous promise of the artificial heart, first used in the 1980s, and the tragic outcomes that riveted the American people as much as the walk on the moon did. The first patients died within months of the transplant.
Can barely speak, is partially paralyzed, and often doesn't recognize his family.
William Schrader has been living with an artificial heart. Living, yes, but the quality of his life has not been at all as his doctors and family had planned.
A sad moment back in the 80s that certainly motivated developments in artificial heart technology that have advanced. And while not a replacement, the artificial heart has become a vital life-saving device for patients awaiting a heart transplant. Catherine Olean is a Retro Report producer, and you can watch her documentary, A Change of Heart, at thetakeaway.org. Tell me about this story, which dominated headlines in the 1980s when it first sort of made news.
Finding an artificial heart was kind of a holy grail in medicine because heart disease was and remains the greatest killer that there is. And the idea of having an off-the-shelf heart that you could just put into someone who was dying and they would live was a miracle.
And William Schrader, at the conclusion of the procedure, which was very, very controversial, made public statements that made it seem like the thing had worked.
Fantastic. It's just a complete turnaround. It's feeling.
And how you feel? Or
I can breathe. I feel like I got 10 years going right now.
Well, we hope you do.
Well, I already did.
What happened to change that extremely exuberant and completely normal-sounding William Schrader into something that really raised way more questions?
Well, what happened, and William was the second patient, and as you say, did phenomenally well. What happened was he started having strokes, and the media was there to see it.
And the strokes were really part of the problem with the technology in the sense that blood is fragile and sloshing around in this machine produced clots and other things that that then produced strokes in Schrader, and he gradually deteriorated.
Yes, and he deteriorated because he was well enough to leave the hospital and he lived almost 2 years. He deteriorated in public, whereas most clinical trials, that you never see those things. But it really wasn't – what fascinated me is it wasn't the heart that was the problem, they found out later. It was the fact that the doctors, this being the very beginning, didn't know how to use it.
And eventually the FDA withdrew its approval of the device. Here's Dr. William DeVries, the surgeon who performed that first permanent artificial heart.
I had a whole bunch of, I had like about 10 of them. I remember going into the office of the administrator of the hospital with a knife and cutting heart holes in their diaphragm so I could never use them again. That was probably the saddest day of my life.
So what happened to the technology to change things?
Not much has happened to the technology. The heart used today is a direct offshoot. It's very, very much the same. It has a great backpack so people can go out and walk around with it. They hike with it, all kinds of things. But the technology is the same. What happened is they learned how to use it.
And that's really the key. It's getting rid of this idea that there's going to be some sort of robotic device that will replace your heart. It's essentially a way of living a normal life, waiting for a transplant, which really does deliver the promise of as normal a life as you can. Here's the story of Lance White, who has a heart. He's been waiting for a donor for 2 years.
I have two dogs, so I go out and I walk in the backyard with my dogs and I play with them. I say 99% of my days are great.
Most of the time, I'm plugged up to the wall with that. And if I want to go somewhere, I can take it out and I can just have this with me.
If that's the price I have to pay, so to speak, to do another 40, 50 years, to watch my kids grow up, to have grandkids, that's easy.
Now, that's not the washing machine going in the background. That's the sound of the heart itself.
It's his heart. He lives with it. Interesting new development is that it has come full circle. People like Lance White who've lived 2 years, there are others who've lived 4 years, and they walk around. They go out. They live their lives. And they're healthy.
Catherine Olean is a Retro Report producer talking about the 1980s and the miraculous promise of the Jarvik 7, the first artificial heart, the tragic outcomes, and then the technological solutions that have really made it a happy story, a happy ending today. Catherine, thanks so much.
Thank you.